Another story that caught my eye this week was on the subject of Parkinson's. Parkinson's is a motor disorder. It's reasonably common. And what happens in Parkinson's is that you lose a number of cells of neurons in the brain that produce a particular type of chemical called dopamine. And when you lose these cells is when you start to see these movement problems. And so ideally we'd like to see some kind of cure for this. And that's exactly what's been going on with this group run by Jan Takahashi at the University of Kyoto. So what this group has done is they've taken monkeys. They've taken a normal cell from the monkey's mouth or from their blood. They've turned back the clock on this cell and persuaded it to become a stem cell, a cell that's able to differentiate to decide to be lots of different types of cells. And then they've persuaded them to become some kind of dopaminergic neuron, these dopamine neurons that are lacking in the brains of people with Parkinson's. Having done this and created these cells from these monkeys, what they've then done is injected the cells back into their brains, either into the monkey from which the cell was originally derived, or into a completely different monkey. And they pretty much just left the monkeys alone for about 3.5 to 4 months. They didn't give them any kind of immune system suppressing drugs or anything like that. They just put the cells back into the brain and left them alone. After 3.5 to 4 months, they had a look to see how these cells were doing in the brain. And the results were reasonably surprising. They found that both types of cells, whether they came from the monkey in which they were now present, or they came from a completely different monkey, there had been some kind of immune response, there'd been a bit of inflammation and things, but they were still seen to be there in the brain, and they seemed to be living and kind of doing all right. And this is quite surprising, because normally in any other part of the body, if you were to take a cell from a completely different person or a completely different monkey and put it into a different monkey or person, you'd have a huge immune response. But it seems that in the brain, it didn't really differentiate that much between cells that came from the monkey itself or from a completely different monkey.
So what do you think the implications of this are, Priya?
So this is particularly interesting because it means that we can make dopaminergic neurons and put them back into the brain. And this has got a real potential for the treatment in Parkinson's. Perhaps we can replace these neurons using these stem cell-derived dopaminergic neurons. What's particularly interesting here is it doesn't seem to matter that much where the cells come from. They don't have to be derived from the person's own cells. So the potential here is that we have a very generic treatment for Parkinson's. We could just pretty much grow a standard set of dopaminergic neurons and inject them into the brains of people with Parkinson's. Now, we're not quite sure how well these cells function in terms of actually solving the motor problem, but it certainly is a really interesting avenue for treatment in Parkinson's in the future.
Certainly very encouraging. Thank you, Priya.